Hello, I'm Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Well, the United States Secretary of Agriculture has an absolute statutory duty to strengthen America's family farm system of agriculture, including to develop solutions to problems faced by small and moderate-sized family farming operations. But there's a prominent agency within the department that doesn't think writing regulations that directly harm the economic and financial interests of family farmers and ranchers is inconsistent with the Secretary's statutory obligation. And here's how I know this. In January, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or AFIS, which is an agency of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, issued a proposed regulation to require U.S. cattle ranchers to affix costly radio frequency identification, or RFID ear tags, on their cattle, and at an estimated cost of over $26 million annually to affected cattle producers, all those who ship adult cattle across state lines. Now, we commented on this proposal and urged AFIS to withdraw its mandate because, among other things, the proposed rule that imposed a $26 million cost on cattle producers would impose an untenable financial burden upon them. And then in March, AFIS proposed another rule, this one to open the United States market to imports of fresh and frozen beef from Paraguay, a country that is not considered free of the most highly contagious disease known to cattle, and that's foot and mouth disease, or FMD. And that proposed rule stated that in return for increasing the risk of introducing foot and mouth disease into the United States, cattle producers in the United States would suffer up to a $24 million loss. We commented on this proposal too. And in our comments, we stated that the proposed rule that was certain to cause millions of dollars of losses to U.S. cattle producers was antithetical to the Secretary of Agriculture's statutory obligation to help, not hurt, America's cattle farmers and ranchers. Now, unlike the RFID rule that has not yet been finalized, the Paraguay rule has. And AFIS responded directly to our argument about the Secretary's duty to help, not hurt, America's family cattle farmers and ranchers. And now I'm not making this up. Here's what AFIS said in the final rule. The Secretary's statutory obligation does not represent an overriding ministerial obligation. This Paraguayan rulemaking was issued pursuant to a different statute, the Animal Health Protection Act, which is not mutually contradictory with the statute cited by the commenter. The statute RCAF USA cited that states the Secretary's duty is to help family farmers and ranchers. So in a matter of just 3 months, January through March of this year, AFIS proposed to burden independent U.S. cattle producers with an unnecessary RFID mandate that will cost $26 million, a cost that producers will have no way to recover in the marketplace. And AFIS finalized a rule that will burden independent U.S. cattle producers by another $24 million by allowing high-risk and unnecessary imports of fresh and frozen beef from Paraguay. Now, $26 million here and $24 million there, doesn't anyone think we're talking real money? And consider this. The USDA's own data reporting on U.S. production costs for U.S. cattle farmers and ranchers show they haven't been able to recover all their costs of production in the marketplace for over a decade. And yet the USDA is willfully and knowingly burdening them with tens of millions of dollars in additional costs with no expectation whatsoever that those millions will ever be recovered. So what's going on here? If not America's family farmers and ranchers, who is AFIS and its USDA parent beholden to? Is it the multinational ear tag companies and packers who want to control these family farmers and ranchers by requiring them to register their RFID tagged cattle in some national registry? Or is it the multinational beef packers whose profits will soar when they can import cheaper, albeit higher risk beef, from foreign countries and then pass it off to U.S. consumers without even a country of origin label? I think you know what I think, but you deserve to know the truth. You deserve to know why, when our government says it's concerned about the chronic long-term loss of America's family farmers and ranchers, does it continue writing burdensome regulations that will cause even more family farmers and ranchers to go out of business? You should be angry, and you should call the president and your members of Congress and ask them why your tax dollars are funding a U.S. Department of Agriculture that cares not for the survivability of America's food producers. And I hope you make those calls, because your silence is deafening. And here's a place to start. You can call the White House at 202-456-1111 and tell them what you want to know. With that, have a productive week. Thank you and goodbye.